Hare Krishna. Train yourself to hack the inner hacker. Hackers are people who, in an unauthorized way, take control of others' machines, others' bank accounts, and then they steal their private information, steal their money, and they can even damage the systems. So hackers are, especially in the online world, they're very dangerous. And they are always, especially if a person is important, if a person has wealth, and hackers are trying to hack the account and take money from there, take things from there. So now there has to be security systems for protecting oneself from such hacking. And often such hackers themselves need to be hacked. Hacked means here, not that we want to get into their systems and corrupt their systems or take away their money. Hack means cut them down to size. The word hack has a second meaning is, you know, we hack wood. So if wood is big, we cut it into pieces with a woodcutter's axe. So hack means to cut down, to break down so that it cannot be used against us. So actually we all have an inner hacker inside us, and that is our mind. Our life is meant to be in our control, and it is meant to be used for our purposes. Suppose we are, say, driving a chariot, or we are going in a chariot, and the chariot is meant to go where we want to go. But if the horses start agitating and running here and there, then the chariot may go off somewhere else where we don't want to go. So like that, our life is meant to be under our control, but our mind sometimes acts like an inner hacker. It takes control of our thoughts, our feelings, our intentions, our actions, and then we go off in some direction entirely different from where we wanted to go. So the Bhagavad Gita tells us that the mind can be our very dangerous enemy. In 6.6 it says, Bandhuratma atmanastasya yenatmaiva atmanajita anatmanastu shatrutve varte tatmaiva shatruvat. So, Bandhuratma Atmanastasya. And the mind is the friend for those who have Yenatmaiva Atmanajita, those who have controlled the mind. But Anatmanastu Shatrutve, but those who have not controlled it, Varte Tatmaiva Shatruvat. So, if they fail to control it, the mind remains their enemy. So, we have to remember that presently our mind is not in control, it's our enemy. It can hack us at any time, it can take charge of our intelligence. And our intelligence, which is meant to make wise choices, that intelligence gets carried away and it rationalizes unwise self-destructive choices. And in that way, we become our worst enemies. As like a person has a bank money in the bank account, but if they let the password be stolen by someone, then they themselves are given the password and they lose the money. So we sometimes lose our intelligence, waste our time, and sometimes ruin ourselves if we let ourselves be hacked by the mind. Now, what do we need to do? We need to hack the inner hacker. Now, how do we hack the mind? That means that if we think that I have to fight against the mind, how do I fight against it? But we can break down the mind's attacks into specific ways in which the mind puts us in illusion. Although the mind can come up with unlimited ways of distracting us, but usually there are some standard ways in which the mind discourages, distracts and degrades us. Now, for us, some of us it may be anger, for some of us it may be lust, for some of us it may be greed, for some of us it may be pride, whatever it is. There can be different ways in which we are vulnerable. Some of us may be vulnerable to, say, smoking, some of us to internet addiction. Some of us may be, there are different ways in which some of us may be maniac about sports. So when we find out, okay, this is the kind of illusion that the mind, this is the way in which the mind hacks me. So then we prepare specific plans. Rather than thinking I have to fight against the mind, we can find out specific ways in which the mind troubles us and plan to counter that. So use our intelligence to understand, okay, why is this bad? And if this sort of temptation comes in, maybe I can remember some scriptural verses, maybe I can remember some philosophical points, maybe I can note down my own experiences of how this is indulging in this unfulfilling, it is frustrating, it is a waste of time, and then I can draw on that later. So in this way, when we specifically understand the ways in which the mind is trying to delude us and address them in the light of scriptural wisdom, then we will be able to hack the inner hacker. Of course, the ultimate hacking happens that when we don't cut down the mind, but we convert the mind. That by the process of bhakti, what happens is that gradually the mind starts realizing that these things, all these indulgences about which I am so intoxicated, so mad, they don't really lead to happiness. What really leads to happiness is connection with Krishna, absorption in Krishna. So the process of bhakti yoga will ultimately convert the mind. And while practicing bhakti yoga, if the mind starts hacking us, then we need to use the buddhi that we get from bhakti scriptures, from Bhagavad Gita, to hack the illusions of the mind and persevere till the mind ultimately gets converted and becomes our friend. Thank you. Hare Krishna.